I'm sick of it. This is the Blessed Mother. This is the mother of Jesus Christ. And yet again, this time in Toronto, they have blasphemed the Mother of God, committed sacrilege. We shouldn't call this destruction of private property. If you say that, we're not live yet. I think we are live. If you say that, you don't understand Catholic theology, because we had an ecumenical council. It was in the 700s. It was called the Second Council of Nicaea. And at this council, they taught that when Catholics, Christians, revere a cross, a Bible, an icon, a statue, even a chalice, a church, an altar, when we show devotion and veneration for these items that are sacred, that veneration passes from the item to the prototype. That means to say that if you honor, just to bring this down real low, just until people can understand it, if you salute the American flag, which is a piece of fabric, you are saluting and honoring the United States of America. Your salute passes from the flag to the entity. We Catholics, believing in the Seventh Ecumenical Council, that if we show a salute, a bow, a kiss, a veneration for a Bible, a cross, a statue, an icon, that veneration spiritually passes on to the prototype. Likewise, if you desecrate a sacred item, that desecration, that offense, passes on to the prototype. So if you were to trample a crucifix, you are showing extreme, extreme hatred towards Jesus Christ. That act is like trampling Christ himself. So if you decapitate and behead a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Christ, the saints, that act of desecration passes on to the prototype. It would be like if I was standing in front of you and I found a picture of your dear grandmother. I said, you like your grandmother? You love her? Yeah, I love my grandma. And I just went and ripped it and spit on it and threw it on the ground. You wouldn't say, oh, that's just a piece of paper. You would take that as an offense towards your grandmother and to your family. So when we see these acts of sacrilege, we should be righteously anger. There's unrighteous anger and there's righteous anger. How do we know this? Christ showed us righteous anger when he got a corded whip, and he drove people out of the temple. Why? They were disrespecting the temple. And the temple is an icon, an image, a building that signifies heaven and the presence of God. So if you, and he says, why have you made my father's house into a den of thieves? If you desecrate the father's house, you desecrate the father. That's a Jewish principle. It's an Old Testament principle that we Christians, we Catholics have inherited. So if I attack the church, I attack a crucifix, I attack a statue of Mary, I am attacking those realities. And guess who believes this? Satanists, occultists. These people came in Toronto and decapitated this church at Our Lady of Lebanon. Not just because they wanted to break something, they wanted to attack and desecrate the mother of Jesus Christ. Let's open up in a prayer. I'm going to pray the Pater Noster. Let's pray for our enemies. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, se libera nos a malo. Amen. Lord, we pray for these blasphemers, that you would convert them and bring them to Christ for forgiveness. We pray this in his name. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Here's what happened. In Toronto, Our Lady of Lebanon Church, the people came in, came up to church to come to Mass on Sunday morning, and there, their beloved statue, a sign of the presence of the great cloud of witnesses that surround us, chiefly by the Mother of Jesus Christ, our Lord, was beheaded, decapitated. Here's the quote, Sunday, August 30th, 2020. Before we started our Masses at Our Lady of Lebanon Church in Toronto, we were shocked to discover a horrible act of vandalism. Pause. This is not mere vandalism. Can we Catholics use the right terms? We have a toolbox of terminology that Catholics are afraid to use. This toolbox includes words like sacrilege, desecration, heretic, anathema. You know, all those things that we used to say, excommunicated. These are words that we Catholics used to use. We used to be fluent in these words. Go read the Council of Trent. Let him be anathema. Let him be anathema. If anyone says a man is justified by faith alone, let him be anathema. So let's stop talking about vandalism. This isn't like some kid with some spray paint, spray painting his nickname tag on a subway or a train. Okay, this is beyond vandalism. So let's call it sacrilege, desecration. Those are the right words. That's what our Catholic forebears would have said when they saw this. Continuing on, we found the statue of the Virgin Mary erected in front of the church was completely decapitated. Most probably this was done during the night or at dawn. We couldn't find the head anywhere near the statue. Our parishioners, when exiting the church, were horrified to see such a deplorable and malicious act. We already contacted the police and sent them some pictures and asked them to investigate the matter. On the other hand, we are reviewing the feeds from security cameras. Good job. We all need security cameras on our church. If you don't have them at your church, get them. You know, a lot of people are like, I don't know if I want to donate to the church. I don't like the way we're going. Well, how about instead of putting money in the plate, just buy a security system and a camera system for your church. Hoping that this finds leads to whomever had done it. Thank you all, dear parishioners and friends, for your calls, emails, and messages in which you express your concerns for this deplore and your concerns and deplore this ugly act. Let's not call it an ugly act. This is weak. Again, let's go back to our Catholic toolbox. We have a thesaurus of bigger and better words. Now, this has been happening repeatedly. If you watch my channel, I've been covering it because no one else covers this stuff. Maybe it gets on Fox News. Maybe it's on page 38 of the newspaper. But no one cares because you know what? We're just Catholics. No one cares about those Catholics. Just some, to them, it's some dumb statue. It's an act of vandalism. To them, it's like some kid got some spray paint. He wrote, what do they write? I can't even read it. It's these nicknames that they put on the subways and the buses. You can't even read it. It's like a waste of paint. You know, they put an anarchy sign, whatever. It's dumb. That's vandalism. That's graffiti. Okay? We're talking about a direct attack. This is a form of hate speech. This is a direct attack of hatred towards God, the Blessed Mother, the Catholic Church, and Catholics themselves. Previously, I've talked about the three phases of persecution. I didn't make this up. This comes from Catholic Church history. What happens when persecutions occur? First, they attack the signs and the symbols of Catholicism. They attack images. They attack Bibles. They attack first images of saints. Then they attack images of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Then they attack images of Christ and crosses and crucifixes. That's phase one. Phase two, they attack churches. They throw bricks through the window. This happened early on in America when there's anti-Catholic sentiment. It happened in the early church. It happens in China and everywhere the church is persecuted. They attack the church. They burn the church. They close the church. In the case of Our Lady of Fatima, the authorities just closed up the churches. That's phase two. Phase three, the persecutors attack people. First, this comes in 3A, 3B. First, they attack the clergy. why the clergy more, more because of the way they dress and their role and their authority and their vocation and the ontological character that they carry, they get attacked. Look at the Spanish Revolution. Look at the Russian Revolution. First, they go and they round up the priests and the bishops. They beat them. They try to get them to deny Christ and to recant their faith. And if they don't, they kill them and they become glorious martyrs. And then last of all, the lay people get killed. All right, so the three phases. First, they attack the icons, symbols, and signs, the Bibles and all that. Phase two, they attack the actual churches. Three, they attack the people, first with the clergy, then with the lay people. So we have already seen plenty of phase one happening all over the place. Phase two is happening. We've seen churches burning, sadly. And then phase three is coming. If we don't do anything, phase three is coming. What can we do about it? First of all, everyone needs to call and write the Bishop of Toronto. We need to hassle him a little bit. There needs to be some statements. We need more than this was an ugly act, or there was an unfortunate event, or there was some vandalism at this church. We need a spiritual father, a shepherd, a pastor, a bishop to say this is an evil desecration. It is blasphemy. It's an attack on God, his mother, and it's an attack on us. And we condemn it. We will find who did it. And we ask the authorities to also protect us, our churches, our signs, and to arrest and punish those that have done this. That's what needs to be done. Unfortunately, it's not being done. And so these terrorist groups, you all know the names and the acronyms. I'm not going to say them on YouTube. They are emboldened because they know that the bishops and the priests are going to do, for the most part, jack diddly squat. And so they just keep on keeping on doing it. Before I close up, I want to share with you something that I mentioned yesterday. I didn't know I was going to have to talk about it today. But I did a review of the new Fatima movie that came out. And one of the things that I lamented is that it didn't talk about the five first Saturdays that the Blessed Virgin Mary asked for Catholics to do. And a lot of people don't know this, that she asked for that, but they don't know why five. I'm going to put this on the screen. Just a moment. See if this works. Excellent. It's working. She asked for five Saturdays because there are five sins against the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's a little small. I'm going to pump that up for you, make it bigger. There we go. Five sins against Mary. And so she asked people in reparation for these sins to attend Mass on the first five Saturdays. You're supposed to do this once in your life if you can. Repeatedly is better. First sin against Mary, blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception. This is people saying, oh, Mary's just a normal woman. She's not special. She was a sinner just like us. She's just a mom. All she did was, give birth to the Son of God. No big deal. That's a sin. Mary is immaculate. She is pure. She has no stain of original sin, venial sin, mortal sin. She is all pure. Her soul, her intellect and her will, everything about her is perfectly united to the operation of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. This is why in Catholic theology, we refer to her as the spouse of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and that is how the Word became flesh. That's how Christ was incarnate in the Immaculate Womb of Mary. So we know that Mary is perfectly pure, no concupiscence, no original sin. So to say otherwise is a sin against Our Lady and against God. Number two, sins against her virginity. People who say, I don't even want to say this, but I have to say it, who say that the incarnation of Christ did not happen by the Holy Ghost, by a miracle, but that she sinfully copulated with another man. A grave sin. Liberal modernists say this junk. Some Protestants even say this. Anathema sit. Sacrilege. Number three, against her divine maternity, refusing to call her mother of God and mother of all mankind. Mary is the mother of God. She's not the mother of the Trinity. She's not the mother of the divine essence, but she is the mother of the second person of the Trinity in time. She's the mother of the Son of God. She didn't give birth to a human nature. She gave birth to a divine person who has a divine nature and a human nature, but she's the mother of him. The second person of the Trinity came from her womb as a man. The Word was made flesh. The hypostatic union happened in her womb. And this is why we Catholics call her Theotokos, which means God-bearer, or we also call her Mother of God. Again, she's not the mother of the Trinity. She's not the mother of divine essence. She's the mother of God the Son. And because she is the mother of the new Adam, and Christ on the cross said to her, "Behold your mother," she is the mother of all mankind. Number four, those who publicly try to implant in children's hearts indifference, contempt, and even hatred against the Immaculate Mother. Anyone who teaches kids not to love Mary, evil, bad. And then fifth, this is the one I wanted to cover, those who insult her directly in her sacred images. That's what these people have done. So we Catholics must make reparation. We must say to Mary, "I am sorry this happened. I didn't do it, but I'm sorry and I want to make amends that someone in our human family, in mankind, has done this to you after all you have done for us in bringing us Jesus, your Son, and watching him die a painful death on the cross." So let's all do those first five Saturdays. All right, I'm going to do a second video. I'm going to take a break here and get a glass of water. I'll come back live. I'm going to talk about this New York City priest who led a pledge that's basically the BLM platform against kind of promoting that there is this idea that we're all white supremacists, that we're all using or abusing or affirming our white privilege, etc. He's doing this in the liturgy, in the Mass. It's very offensive. Don't like it at all. So I'll be back shortly. But before I close out here, I'm going to pray the Ave Maria with you in reparation for the sin. Oremus. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. And Mother Mary, we love you. We thank you for Jesus Christ, your Son, and we ask that you would please receive our reparation and our sorrow for this act of sacrilege against you, and that you would continue to pray for us and pray for those who do these things, that we all may be united in the love of Jesus Christ, your Son. We ask that you would please pray for us through him to God the Father, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, everybody, thanks for watching. Make sure you're praying the rosary every single day. That's one of the ways we make reparation for all the horrible things happening. Pray the rosary every day. Yes, it's the Bible on beads. Yes, it's an easy way to pray, but it also makes reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, who's wounded by all these horrible, horrible things. All right, thanks for watching. Please like this video. Please subscribe to this video if you're new to the channel. And then also please share this video on Facebook, because YouTube and Facebook are not going to promote these kind of videos. So if you want people to see them, I ask you, please do the heavy lifting and just, well, it's not heavy, it's just easy. Hit share, share it on Facebook. Thanks so much for watching. Our Lord Jesus Christ said you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. I'll be back in just a few minutes to do a second video. Till then, God bless and God.